Hi, this is Joe Barry of Barry Investment Advisors with a market update. Today, I'd like to cover three topics. One, artificial intelligence and its impact on stock market. Two, increased interest rates and how they're helping returns in our portfolios. And three, I'd like to talk a little bit more about exchange-traded funds, index funds. So let's get started with AI. If you had the business news on lately, you've been hearing about the surging prices of a half a dozen companies that are associated with the explosive excitement of artificial intelligence. These share prices are trading on anticipated strong earnings growth into the future. Their prices can't be justified today on existing earnings. They're being adjusted and marked up to a comfort level of where they're likely to be in the future. Now, we've seen tech phenomena affect stock prices in the past, most notably during the dot-com era. We've seen asset prices 2 or 3 years ago reach levels that no one could ever anticipate. Electric vehicle company stock prices with no earnings and trading on, you know, future expectations. And goes without saying, crypto prices, which in many cases didn't have anything beyond them, going to 2 times, 3 times, 5 times, 10 times, 100 times increase. So with AI, you cannot estimate how far these share prices can travel. Buying them is justified on the future. In your accounts, most clients have a little bit of room for speculation. If you wish to purchase these shares, we can certainly make room for them in your account. We just can't help you measuring whether or not a certain price is realistic or not. Having said that, let's talk about the point that Barron's made in an article a week ago about how many companies, not the ones I just referred to, but many online companies are very active in using artificial intelligence to make themselves more productive and therefore improve earnings. It may very well be that existing companies using these tools can become much more streamlined, and higher profits usually results in higher dividends and higher share prices. So the fact that we may not have many of these glamorous growth leaders in AI does not mean that we can't benefit from this enhancement in technology. And incidentally, if you haven't tried playing a little bit with ChatGPT or some of the apps that get you into these large language models, I strongly suggest that you get familiar with them, because it's going to make life a lot more interesting. Now, let's talk about interest rates. We suffered for years with little or no return on cash and bonds. Your portfolios are allocated in basically three areas: stocks, equities, bonds, fixed income, and cash reserves. Well, for many years, until 2022, the Federal Reserve's zero interest rate policy basically left the bond and money market cash portion of your portfolios unproductive, no returns. Well, happily, interest rates got back up to relatively normal levels last year, where on cash and even short-term treasuries, we're earning over 4%. Now, that may not sound like a lot, but it's a lot better than zero for that portion that is not invested in riskier assets, that is the stock market. And finally, I'd like to talk about the concept of exchange-traded index funds. Now, an index fund concept is that it's a fund that is made up generally of an index or an industry. In other words, all the companies that might be in a particular industry, like pharmaceutical, defense, retail. It could be a grouping of companies in a international, Japan, Europe, South Korea, China. And what has evolved over the years is a tremendous growth in the diversity of options that index funds offer. There are over 8,000 index ETF funds now available worldwide. And that means that almost any concept, industry, investment strategy, country, you can find an index fund that will allow you to be exposed to that particular segment of the stock market. And instead of having the risk associated with the prospects of an individual company, it's spread out over all the stocks, all the companies in a particular industry, theme, country, etc. Now, the increase in selection that's happened over the past several years is a reason why we have been using exchange-traded funds more and more in your portfolios. But another benefit that's happened, because the area has become so competitive, is that the cost associated with owning an exchange-traded fund has come down due to competition. These funds are sponsored by big companies such as Fidelity, Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street, and many more. And competition has been such that the fees they charge in order to put these indexes together and to operate them and to pay dividends and report on them have come down to a point where the impact on your overall long-term investment performance from owning a reasonably low expense index fund is minimal over the long term. And the benefits from avoiding individual company risk and spreading it out over many companies in a particular theme seem to outweigh the added expense ratio that comes with an index fund. So the three points today are the excitement of artificial intelligence, two, interest rates have gone up to enhance the overall performance of your balanced portfolio, and three, exchange-traded funds have been helpful in order to execute investment opportunities, and we are enjoying the possibilities for adding more and more exchange-traded funds into your portfolios to benefit the growth. Thank you very much for listening. Our regulatory materials are available on our website or by calling the office. If you'd like to relate any of these points to your specific portfolio and goals, give us a call. Thank you again for listening.